Well, good day. Good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Jesse Roper is here. I'm Mark Key from WNRN. We're going to be doing some fun questions and answers, but mostly it's going to be music, and we're going to have a blast. Captured at the Foundry in Waynesboro. This is a fun little East Coast and Southern tour you guys are doing for a few more weeks, and then you're off to all other places. We'll get to that here in a minute. But do you want to, like, slam into something that's maybe worthy of the Dust My Broom walk-up tune?
It's a little more mellow. We're going to start. My voice is a little tattered today, so we're going to start off easy. But
I will back off and let you guys do your thing, and we'll ask you a couple questions.
Okay, sounds good.
You, baby, let there be no doubt. Promise I'll love you forever. I'd have seen that out. Now you walk from me, baby. I hope it all works out. I hope it all works out. I hope it all works out for you, baby. I hope it all works out. The day I roll over, and you and I would stretch every moment, hope they would never be over. While you walk from me, baby, I hope it all works out. I hope it all works out. I hope it all works out for you, baby. I hope it all works out. My phone close by my side, in hopes that you will call back to me, baby. I make it all work out.
Work, make it all work out.
Make it all work out.
Work, work, make it all work out.
I make it all work out.
It's one of those times where you're going to go like, okay, now clap, now clap.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't mind the early clap.
But you
feels
know,
good. No, I'm glad.
But the thing about it is that I feel like you were a little bit more pregnant in your pause that time.
Yeah.
Do you do a little bait and switch from time to time and kind of look at people and see if anybody's paying attention? Go, no, let's see if anybody claps. There they go. All right, no.
Yeah. It's kind of fun to play with that stuff. That's why you put those pauses in there sometimes in tunes.
Jesse Roper is our guest here on WNRN. The thing that I'm also wondering about is, you know, with a song like that, when you play it, do you hear the horns even when you don't have them?
No, I'm so focused on like not screwing up that everything else is just kind of blurry.
I mean, because the funny part is that I hear them.
Really?
I hear them mostly because I've heard the song so many times
right.
with the horns, I know where they go, and I think, oh man, they got to at least feel that at times. But,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, kind of Chris kind of emulates him a bit.
Of it,
yeah.
So I'll hear a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah. Do it. Well, you know, when the budget gets bigger and the stages remain this size everywhere, I'll bring a horn section. You won't even miss it.
And I won't. I love that. Well, can you make that thing whistle, though? You know, like you do with Two Wolves?
Actually,
you
know? we have the best whistler in Canada right there, Matt Reed, Matt Whistle Reed, and the best as well in East Coast Pete here. We got two of the finest.
Finest whistlers?
Yeah, yeah. I did the one on the track, but I can't do it live. I'd smile too much.
I was going to say, I don't know a lot about you, but I know that you can whistle. And there is something that when we get a track in where people are whistling or clapping or snapping certain ways,
sure.
It gets your attention like almost instantly.
It's always got my attention.
Yeah.
Same with yodeling. I always find that's an attention getter.
Jesse Roper's our guest today here on WNRN. This is captured at the Foundry in Waynesboro. They're off on an East Coast and Southern tour, and then you guys are, you know, you're from Canada, so you're doing a ton of dates in Canada. I think you've got some foreign dates lined up or some overseas dates lined up. Am I mistaken?
This year, I don't know if we're going to make it overseas. It's like I got this American agent just over a year ago. And he was like, you and me, we're going to make some money together. I'm like, okay, goody. Sounds good to me. But he's proven it. Like, he's just working hard and everything. He's like, I could keep you busy in America 365 days a year. I'm like, do it. And it's been more than I bargained for, that's for sure. And last year we were going overseas, but this is a shorter flight and a little bit more cost effective. And we'll see about overseas. We'll get back there. But I think America right now just... is working good.
Do you do a tour bus in Canada?
No.
All right.
No.
Sometimes I'm blown away by who shows up at a tour bus, and I think, are you making that kind of money? You know, but yeah, you know, it works.
I went to pick up shirts one time from like the shirt maker up in Canada, and I was driving a Mazda Protege car at that point in time, and I had a tour van, but this was my buzz around town, and it was a junky tour van, and the Mazda was like a 95. And he's like, okay, where's your shirts, Mr. Roper? I mean, where's your car or whatever? And I'm like, that one right there. And he stops and he's like, the Mazda? I'm like, yeah. He's like, oh, I thought you'd be in like a Lincoln or something. No, man.
He's like, unless you're giving me a ride.
Totally.
So I'm going to get in a Lincoln. Jesse Roper, our guest today. One quick question before you get to the next song. The forthcoming album is going to be called what, or you can't say it yet?
I'm going to call it Down in the Valley. I was going to call it Turn It Up, because that's my favorite song on it, and I just like the sound of that as a title.
Yeah.
But we got some art made, and it wasn't like the art that I already had made for this single release that was down way down in the valley was so good, and all of us in the office, we're like, let's go with that one. It's just way catchier. So
I just like that the album art ended up twisting how you're going to call it, what you're going to call the actual album. This is great. So
yeah.
I haven't heard that in a long time. Jesse Roper here on WNRN. What do you want to play next for us?
Well, we're going to do Two Wolves for you guys. Apparently, that's the one you guys play. So
a lot.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I was curious how much. All right.
There are two walls lurking through the back 40, hoping for me to open my door. There are two walls lurking through the back 40, waiting on me to open my door. Tonight, 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 tonight. Put the candle down. I see a moment in the shadows out by the bridge. Something I should tell you now. You're gonna find out anyway. Thursday when I went to town, I met a man in real bad business, went down. Think I am in trouble now.
Trouble now.
You're gonna find out anyway.
There are two wolves lurking through the back 40, hoping for me to open my door. There are two wolves lurking through the back 40, waiting on me to open my door. Tonight, 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 tonight. Tonight, 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 tonight,
told you sooner. Still don't think you come to this. Now, no, think I am in trouble now.
Trouble
and
now.
I'm sorry, you're gonna find out anyway.
Here are two walls lurking through the back 40, hoping for me to open my door.
There are two
walls lurking through the back 40, waiting on me to open my door. There are two walls lurking through the back 40, hoping for me to open my door.
There are two
walls lurking through the back 40, waiting on me to open my door. Tonight, 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 tonight.
Thanks. We got a tag we've been doing. It's kind of like a country thing after that, but we'll wait till tonight.
I thought you'd at least do like one more. Well,
you know. Thought about it. We left it mysterious.
All right, so Andrew Bird better just step aside because Jesse Roper's got the twin whistle attack.
The twin whistle attack.
Yep.
Ooh, I like that.
It's true, you know. And so speaking of, would you introduce your band? Because it, you know, it's just Jesse Roper, but you've got a lot of great talent behind you.
I sure do. I'm lucky. Okay, so this is the Pretty Good Band. And
is that their actual name?
Yeah.
Jesse Roper and the Pretty Good Band.
Well, we were rocking out one night, and this guy named Kenny was listening to us, and his face was just melting. You could see it. We were into some really good stuff, right? And we stop, and he's like, hey. And we're like, what, Kenny? And he's like, you guys aren't just good. You're pretty good. And so we decided to kind of just stick with that, go with it, and the many names were tossed around, Jesse Roper and the whatevers, but the Pretty Good Band, I don't know, I always liked it. And I like the Twin Whistlers.
That works. That could be a brand of beer, actually. Oh, it's a Twin Whistler you got.
Oh,
there.
No kidding, with like a marmot on the front of it or something like that?
You got it, see?
Well, to my left, the oldest, like as in been playing with him the longest, member of the band, that's Matt Reed from Vancouver, B.C., to my right, East Coast Pete from Antigonish, up in Canada. We got Chris Van Sickle from Victoria, originally Regina.
Fantastic.
And then we got Brent Norman, Norm Thumb up there, Crazy Brent Norman as well, from St. Catharines, Ontario. That's a pretty good band.
And you are Jesse.
I'm Jesse Roper.
You are Jesse Roper. And we are WNRN capturing this session live at the Foundry in Waynesboro. Happy you guys have decided to swing by this way. The forthcoming album is called Down in the Valley?
Way Down in the Valley.
Down in the Valley. Yeah. And a new song that we've been playing a lot is Danger, which we think is great.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know how to play that one for you right
now. I'm not going to ask you to. But, you know.
Okay, good. I mean, I could do it, but we don't know it.
So The Throw Your Rope tune that we played for quite a while, too, which we still play and love it. Yeah, that sort of touches on the Tulsa sound. And I kind of wondered, you know, because it's rare that you hear that with a lot of people. And I wondered if that was intentional or you just wrote this song and then people started saying, like, you know, that sounds like Tulsa sound, J.J. Cale and stuff like that.
Yeah, I was definitely listening to some J.J. Cale. I'm a big fan of his. I just went through a phase where it was just like months on end and I had the same record. I'd wake up, I'd make a coffee, I'd flick on J.J. Cale, I'd relax. That, you know, cooking, I'd throw on the J.J. Cale. And eventually I found myself just J.J. Cale-ing all the time and singing like this, really relaxed. And I went through a phase and I kind of want to get back into that phase because it's some of my favorite stuff to play live.
That song nailed it. I got to be honest
cool.
with you, man. I mean, it absolutely nailed it. And I always think it's funny when people say like, oh, it sounds like J.J. Cale. I'm like, and that's a bad thing? You know, like we need more songs that sound like J.J. Cale. I have to ask one more question before you bust into your next song and then we wrap it up. I'm dying to know about Best Buds with a Z.
Okay.
What the hell, Jesse?
You went digging.
Did you see it?
No, I didn't see it, but I did my research. I'm like, he was in a movie called Best Buds with a
okay.
Z, B-U-D-Z.
Man, Alex is going to love this. Okay, we got it. Me and Pete got a kooky friend named Alex Panagopoulos, and he is like, since I met him, I remember the first night I met him, we had a pile of drinks. I was playing at this event. He happened to be there, and he's like, hey, man, you want to come back to my house and hang out? And I was like, sure, man, this guy seems super cool. And almost immediately, it was like he was telling me all his schemes and plans for, like, all these things he was going to be doing. And creating movies and TV shows and whatnot was kind of the focal point of that. So throughout the years, he's had a bunch of projects, and then Best Buds, he got that idea, like, I think, like, 4 or 5 years ago, and he's like, do you want to be part of it? You can be, like, this C-3PO guitar guy where you talk with your guitar. And it's all about, like, you know, like, smoking weed and aliens and all this kooky stuff. And I was like, absolutely, man, that's right up my alley. So so we did it, and Alex was the producer. We show up, and he'd be like, hey, here's the scene idea. And we wouldn't have any lines or nothing like that. We'd just be kind of wing-dinging it. And, you know, like, a few years later, he edited it all down to... It's like 3.5 hour self.
Oh God!
It's a real sit through, and it's got some moments though. I'll tell you, man, I laughed really hard a few times, and yeah, he's talking about making a second one, Best Buds 2, and he's like, so I'm thinking, you know, if you and Pete are in, we're gonna go for it, and I'm like, oh yeah, buddy, you make that movie up, I'll be there.
Yes, showing right up.
But here's the thing, he's got it. Okay, what is it? You go to. Pete, help me out.
BestBuds
yep.
.ca was the last time I checked it out.
Okay.
And that may still be up, so.
Jesse Roper, our guest here on WNRN, the star of Best Buds, and about to play us a fantastic song. What are you going to play, man?
Okay, we're going to do a new one. This one, you won't be able to hear it for, well, I don't know, maybe it'll come out in August or something like that. Everything's running behind with the album release, but this will be off the album, off the next album. Here you go. The song's called Lady Luck. It's kind of about, I realized I'm just like a hardcore gambler at life, just trying to be a musician and throwing all my money in there recklessly and going for it. So here's a song just about thinking of myself that way. Sorry, hold on, Brent. Keep it going.
Road, I throw my chips in, hold my breath. Lady Lucky shining down on me. I'm rolling dice, skipping across the table, bouncing, turning, landing, rolling again, turning up the mile. I'm always coming back again. No matter how much I lose or I win, I believe that destiny's my closest friend. I just want more, 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 more. I'm a smoking gun, flying across the sky. In that sun, I won't die slow. I crash and burn. I'm a true believer.
the door. Skipping across the lane, guitar in hand. Good times we played on chasing paradise. And I'm always coming back again. No matter how much I lose or I win, I believe that destiny's my closest friend. I just want more, 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 more. More, 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 more. Lady love, shine down on me.
You got to save your voice, man, so watch out, you know?
No, I'm getting warmed up. No, I just want to keep playing.
All right. Jesse Roper and the Pretty Good Band here on WNRN. I tell you, it's gonna stick. I'm going to make it stick. I'm sorry we ran out of time. I had all these great Canadian Stadium Rock trivia questions for you. Hint, the answer is April Wine. But anyway, I'm looking forward to Down in the Valley?
Way Down the Valley,
There's a
way. Or whatever. I throw the way in there. I don't care.
Way Down the Valley will be coming out soon. You hear Danger here on WNRN all the time. Safe travels, guys. I really want to say thanks to John and everyone at the Foundry, Matt, who's taking pictures, and a big special shout out to the birthday girl, Kirsten.
Kirsten!
Oh yeah, I've heard about and Charlie's big birthday, by the way.
Hey, right on, Charlie.
We only invite people whose birthdays there
are.
Dead
head shirts.
That's how it works. But thank you, gentlemen. Thanks to everybody listening on WNRN.
Cheers. Thank you.